Okay, Mr. Jones, the Honorable Mr. Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing at this time.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Could you please restate your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Russell Lawrence Jones. My ADC number is 306012.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on March 15th when you signed a form. Do you remember signing that form?
Can you say that one more time? I couldn't really hear you.
You were notified about the hearing, this hearing today, when you signed the form. Yeah, on March 15th.
Yes.
And on that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today, sir?
I was going to represent myself.
Okay, that's fine. Most people do, so not many people hire an attorney. I'd like to introduce you to the board. We have in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who you heard his voice earlier. He's our board chairman. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Brady from the Department of Corrections. He's a parole officer with the department, so he'll represent ADC and your parole officer in this hearing today. So I'm going to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Jones and Mr. Brady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Jones?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and Mr. Brady?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Jones, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'll read these allegations to you, and as I end each one, I'll need you to respond whether they're true or false. Okay, sir, so we'll start phase one of your hearing, and the first allegation is you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about October 16th, 2017, per the task lab report dated October 17th, 2017. Mr. Jones, is that true or false?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
Okay. And then the other allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 19th, 2017, as directed in writing on October 18th, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Jones, is that true or false?
True.
That's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Jones's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in a criminal race or company.
If I may, Mr. Jones,
in the second half of the phase two, you have lots of opportunity to explain yourself.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry, who seconded?
I did.
Mr. Neal, and then agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Okay, now we'll move into phase two, sir. And this is when we get to have a lot more interaction. But before we start, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us all some background information just about your case. So just hold on the line, and we'll be right back with you, and we can tell us anything we want to tell the board. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Jones was released from DOC on September 28th of 2017. He was arrested on February 27th of 2019 by Mesa PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on February 27th of 2019. He has a CSEB of August 29th of 2019 that reflects 496 absconding. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated robbery, 3 years, 6 months. 2015, unlawful use of motor transportation, 1 year. 2015, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2015, marijuana violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. He has one term of DOC. He has CQIR score of 3, marijuana score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs only. Arrest history, 2014, unlawful use of moving transportation, Arizona, guilty of sanctions. Is a community risk score of a G5, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. And what was the sentence on the first, the aggravated robbery? What was the length of sentence?
Aggravated robbery, 3 years, 6 months.
Three and a half, okay. I just couldn't write fast enough. Thank you. That's all right. You talk fast.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
You said there were 496 of us.
496 of Afghanis.
But the difference between the SED and the lead date that you gave is less than a year.
That's, let me check it again to make sure.
Mr. Jones, we're just checking on some dates based on what was given.
Okay.
So just hold it. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked at it wrong, Mr. Grady. Oh,
because it's
17. Because it's 2017, right?
2019.
Yeah, so it's a couple of years in there. Okay, so Mr. Jones, we had a very brief written summary of what occurred while you were out. It looks like you were originally released to live with your mother on West Young Street in Surprise, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and how long did you stay there, sir?
I stayed there until like when my parole was violated. I never went back there.
So about when was that? Just about.
When I, if I'm correct, I want to say probably like sometime like around the time I got violated, like October like 15th or 16th, I think. So but I wasn't there like on that week. I was at a friend's house.
So you stayed there, you were released on September 28th of 2017, and you said in October you left your mother's house?
Yes. I left there like probably like a couple days like prior to me being violated.
Okay. And where did you go?
I was staying over there on 27th Avenue and Coulter.
Okay. And who
by the GCU College.
Who lives there?
A friend of mine, his name is Louis.
Okay, so a friend with a friend, and you lived there the rest of the time then?
No, I didn't. No, I ended up only staying there for probably about a few weeks.
Okay.
And then after that, you know, I was just, I was homeless for a little bit, and then I ended up getting myself a job. I started working at Jackson's. I don't know if you guys heard of Jackson's Car Wash.
Yes.
I started working at Jackson's Car Wash, I want to say, sometime in, the end of April, either April 28th or April 29th of 2018, or last year.
Okay.
I started working there,
mm-hmm.
And then I started getting on my feet, and then I ended up, meeting my fiance, and I started living with her, and I was helping her, pay bills and stuff like
okay.
that.
And where does she live?
In Mesa.
Okay, so fiance in Mesa. So you stayed with her the rest of the time?
Yeah, no, I started working, I got back on my feet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was working all the way prior until I got arrested, and when they arrested me on February 27th of this year,
uh-huh.
I was on my way home from work. I was working at the Jackson's Car Wash over at Tempe Marketplace on Rio Grande Parkway.
Okay. And what brought you to the Mesa PD's attention that day? Why did they single you out?
It was because I guess I had a local reduced bus pass. But usually I get rides from my fiance. She drives me to work, but the car was messed up, so we had to take it back to the dealership.
Okay.
So I ended up taking the light rail that day, and I got a bus pass, and then they pulled like 15 people off, including myself.
Right.
They found that I had a warrant.
And they checked because you had not had a legit pass to be on the train. Was that it?
Yes.
Okay, and then they checked and found a warrant, okay.
No, yes, but I honestly, you know, I really didn't mean to, you know, violate my parole. No, I had nothing but good intentions when I got out of prison.
Understood, sir, but why would you, you had 496 days during which you were not in contact with your parole officer. Why did you do that?
I was just honestly, you know, I was just honestly overwhelmed. I was scared because, like, I knew I had messed up, you know, and I, you know, that was one of my intentions. I didn't even mean to mess up. So I was just scared of, you know, my fear of going back to prison. And I thought, you know, once I had met back up, you know, once I had met with her, I thought I was going to, like, I thought she was going to have the cops waiting for me to send me back to prison. So
okay.
I was honestly scared. You know, I didn't mean to violate or mess up.
I know it won't help you this time, but just for your future reference, the parole officers are really there to help you. I mean, they generally work with you pretty well. So it looks like were you using marijuana, sir?
Yes, I had dropped dirty for marijuana. Yes.
Okay, and that's why you decided to break contact with your parole officer?
Not because of the use of marijuana, just because I was just you know, in fear of coming back to prison. You know, I didn't know how it was going to play out. You know, like
okay.
This was my first time ever being on parole.
Right. Okay. All right. And were you using other drugs, sir, besides marijuana?
No.
No. Okay. All right. But you were working the whole time, it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah, I was working.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Now, your prison discipline record indicates that you were using some drugs in prison, too. Is that right, sir?
No. I never used any drugs in prison at all.
Did you refuse to UA, or why?
No, I've never refused a UA ever in prison. Every time I had a UA in prison, I always passed all my UAs. No, I had no bag, like, I had drug tickets, but it's because, you know, like, they had, like, the people that, you know, that were my cellies or, like, my monkeys, like, they ended up getting caught with stuff, and, like, and they ended up giving me a ticket for it, too, but then
right.
I ended up beating the tickets.
Okay, because you
ended up passing all my UAs.
You were just there. Okay. So.
Yeah, that's what, right. Yeah, that's the situation that happened.
All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Mr. Quinones has a question for you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Jones?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
I just have a direct question, and I'm really not trying to give you that hard time, but with you missing from community supervision for 496 days, didn't you realize that sooner or later this would catch up with you?
Yeah, I did, but, you know, I was just, you know, I did realize it would catch up with me, but, you know, I just, you know, just, you know, just happy to, be, you know, just be a free man, you know. I just wanted to stay out, you know, still get my life together. I mean, I know it was going to probably catch up with me, you know, sooner or later, but I just still wanted to, you know, in my heart, I still thought I could still do positive things, you know, so I just stayed out, and I got a job. I ended up doing my taxes, filed my taxes. I also started, you know, I was about to start making payment plans on getting my license reinstated. But I know I didn't get to do that because I ended up getting arrested.
Well, sir, I'm certainly not trying to cancel out anything good you've done, especially when you're on the outside. You sounded like you're productive, that you developed a relationship, and that you were heading in a good direction, but unfortunately, you can't run from parole indefinitely, and it's very hard to look past someone who's been missing from supervision for over a year. Thank you, Mr. Schultz. No further questions.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions from board members? Okay, Mr. Jones, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you an opportunity. Is there anything else you've thought of that you haven't told us already that you'd like the board to consider?
No, that's about it.
Okay, sir. Mr. Jones, the board is going to go into discussion. We do all of our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so we have not discussed your case before right now. So we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Jones was out there and, you know, I think doing the right thing for the most part, the riding the train without a proper pass was not the right thing. And Roy was continuing to use marijuana while he was on supervision. Or without a medical marijuana card in this state, it's illegal. And, but I think he was, in his heart, doing the right thing. He was working and kind of trying to get his life together. I just cannot overlook the 496 days of abscond, and so I would at this point not see him as a good candidate for reinstatement since he didn't do so well last time. But I listen to fellow board members. Any thoughts? I'm going to make a motion then based on information of warrant 2017W3624, conversation with Mr. Jones, and information from Mr. Grady. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Jones was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding, during which time his parole officer could not monitor his activity.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. Jones. I know that's not what you wanted to hear today, but the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. We just can't overlook. I mean, the whole spirit of community supervision is that you stay in touch with your parole officer. And gosh, I hope you never have to be on parole ever again, and we never have you back in the system. But your parole officer will work with you. I mean, just one violation for marijuana use is probably not going to revoke you or return you to prison, sir. But we wish you the best. We're showing you a release date of August 29th, sir. And at that point, you won't have a parole officer to worry about. You'll be done. So, again, we wish you the best, sir. Thank you for being so respectful in your hearing today. And your hearing's over. If you could just let the CO3 know that you're done or put her back on the line, that'd be the best. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you.